Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Kuf Vav. We are holding out the Mishnah on the top of daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother, Goldaba Simcha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should all return home safely. What we're going to discuss today is the Mishnah is going to talk about if a person sold the field. We already discussed what if you say mida bechevel, what if you say hein chaser hein yasser, and that those are very different things. Mida bechevel, it's supposed to be exactly precise. Hein chaser hein yasser is supposed it has a certain margin of error. If you say both, we discuss whether it's false lashon achron or whether it's a suffix. So this Mishnah is going to talk about if you identify the border of the field, and it's a little bit off from the amount, from the size of the field that it's supposed to be. But when you measure it based on the borders that you've identified, so what do we do with that discrepancy? The Gemara is then going to discuss the difference if it's off by 1/6, if it's off by less than a sixth, if it's off by more than a sixth, and then the Gemara is going to talk about there are certain cases where even when it's more than a sixth, the mekach is still binding, the sale is still going to be binding. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about brothers who divide a Yerusha through a Goral. What is the binding nature of a Goral? Where do we ever find that there is any binding nature to a Goral? And then the Gemara is going to discuss if you have two brothers that divide the father's Yerusha, and then a third brother shows up and he says, I deserve a Chelek in the Yerusha. And everyone agrees that this guy is actually a third brother. Maybe they thought he was dead, maybe that, but he shows up. So now what do we do with the original division? Do we just say, do it all over again? Everything goes back into the pot and we have to redraw the line, so to speak? Or do we say that no, that whatever was divided, but each one is going to have to give up a portion of what he's already received to this third brother to make sure that he gets his fair portion as well? So let's begin with the Mishnah on the top of Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. So as we mentioned, when you say Beis Korofer Mida Bechevel, then even if you're off by a Kol Shuhu, you got to correct that, because Mida Bechevel means it's going to be an exact, precise measurement. When you say Hein Chaser Hein Yasser, then the shear of how much you would have to return is Rova Kav L'sa'a. Less than that is considered to be a Mechila. And the Mishnah is going to discuss what if the following B'simanav Uv'Metzah. You say Beis Korofer Ani Mocher Lach, and you identify the simanim of the field, the meitzarim, the borders of the field. So pachos mishso. So if it's larger or smaller than the base core that it was supposed to be, when you look at what's inside those borders that you just identified, it's larger or smaller by less than a sixth, higio. So then the lokeach gets the karka as is, and he can't be toveya. That he deserves more karka, and but if it's off by more than a sixth, like a rova, a quarter of a base core or a fifth of a base core, so then achsus inake. So the lokeach takes away from the money that he has to pay the mocher based on how much how much less than the size of a base core he actually got, and if the mocher gave him more than a sixth, more than the base core, so the lokeach has to give back the extra karka that he got. And even if the mocher says base core afar hein chaser hein yaser, the shear of the mistake is rova kav for a sa'a, which is the small shear of 1 out of 24. But nevertheless, over here the shear of mistake is much larger, up until 1/6. So even though if you would have said hein chaser hein yeser, we had the shear of 1 out of 24, it's rova kav l'sa'a. Over here the percentages are different. Over here the dinim are different. The shear of a mistake is up until 1/6, because when you say b'simanav u'b'metzarav, meaning you're saying what you're able to see with your own own eyes. So it's as if you're saying to him beferish that you're selling this field as is, as you see it. What you see is what you get, whether it's small or whether it's big. So, but if it's off by a sixth, then you're going to have to return, because that's a massive mistake, because you did use the lashon of base core, so that has to mean something. So therefore, it has to at least be close to a base core. So whereas up until now, Hein Chasre and Yasar allowed for a certain discrepancy, we allow for more of a discrepancy when you mark off the field b'simanov u'b'meitzarav, because the person sees the field. We don't allow a limited discrepancy, so you have to, we draw the line at 1/6. So the Mishnah said that if it's less than a sixth, where he gives him less than a sixth less land, or less than a sixth more land, so then he gio. So the Gemara discusses the following: Itmar, Rav Huna Amar Shsus Kipachos Mishsus, Rav Yehuda Amar Shsus Kiyoser Mishsus. What if it's off by exactly 1/6? So Rav Huna says it has the same din as being off by less than a sixth, and therefore the Mekach is binding. Whereas Rav Yehuda says no, being off by 1/6 is like being off by more than 1/6, and therefore you have to compensate, and you have to change it in order to make it the proper amount. So the Gemara explains how each Amora is going to explain the Mishnah based on the way he holds la halacha. Rav Huna Amar Shsus Kipachos Mishsus. Rav Huna will say that being off by exactly 1/6 is the same as being off by less than 1/6, even though the Mishnah had said Pachos Mishsus Higio. So you would think, oh, Pachos Mishsus Higio. But if it's exactly 1/6, then not Higio. That would be the natural diuk. No, Hachika Amar. What the Tana means to say is Pachos Mishsus Ushus Bichlal Higio. Less than the Shus up until 1/6, and including 1/6, then Higio. Then the Lokach gets it as is. Yose Mishus Yinaka. If it's more than a sixth off, then the Lokach can start deducting from the original price that they had agreed upon. So since the Mashmos of Lashon's Ad Shus Yinaka is not Ad Bichlal, so only if he was off by more than a sixth do we say Yinaka. Whereas Rav Yehuda Amar Shesus Kiyose Mishsus, that being off by 1/6 is like being off by more than 1/6. And Hachika Amar Pachos Mishsus Higio. If you're off by less than 1/6, then Higio, then it's binding the way it is. But if it's more than that, if it's off by a fourth or a fifth, Ad Shesus Ushsus B'chlal, all the way until it's off by 1/6, including if it's off by 1/6, then Yinaka, the Mashmas Lashon Atshus Yinaka, is Ad V'Ad Bechlal. So that's the way Rav Yehuda learns our Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, okay, but let's see if we have any Rayas, one way or another, from other sources. So Meisvei, we have a Braisa that someone sells a base kor b'simanov of Meitzarov, exactly the case of our Mishnah, where you mark it off and you identify the piece of land, the plot of land, with its simanim and with its borders. Piches shus ohos yershus harehu kishumadayanim. If it's off by 1/6 in one direction or the other, so then it's like shuma hadayanim. It has the same din as a shumadayanim, which means dayanim that sell property that belongs to Yisomim in order to provide for mizonos of the almana or the daughters of the deceased, and they made a mistake in the assessment of the property. So the halacha is higio, the mecher is still binding, meaning a guy dies and his young children, his Yisomim, inherit him. But they're young, they're children, so they can't be involved in the selling of the land. But nevertheless, his estate is responsible to support his wife. His estate is responsible to support his daughters. So Beis Din is going to have to play a role over here. Beis Din is going to have to come and sell some of this property. So let's say Beis Din does an assessment of the property and they sell the property in order to support the wives and the wife and the daughters. And they made a mistake in the assessment of the property. Nevertheless, the Mechir is not, but the Mechir is binding. When it comes to Shema Dayanim, Dayanim, where the sheet of the Chachamim that appears in Maseches Ksubos is that when it's off by 1/6, that's the same as being off by more than 1/6, and therefore their assessment is batal. So the Gemara understands that the Tosefta holds like the Chachamim, and since it compares the din of someone who sells B'simanov Meitzarav to Shum HaDayanim, it turns out that so too, when you sell B'simanov Meitzarav, the din is that Shlos should be Kiyosem Rishlos, that you should deduct it and you should change it. Unlike the Shita of Rav Huna that holds that Higio, that Shlos is Kepachos Mishlos. So the Raya is that if we're going to assume that Shum HaDayanim has the same din as selling a field B'simanov Meitzarav, and when it comes to Shum HaDayanim, Shlos is Kiyosem Rishlos, so we hear also B'simanov Meitzarav, Shlos should be Kiyosem Rishlos. So answer the Gemara, Amalach Rav Huna, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no kasha from the Brisa at all, because the Brisa says that if you sell b'simanov meisarav and your piches or moser higio, that it doesn't go back. Whereas by shuma dayanim, the chum hold that when it's off by exactly 1/6, the shuma is batel. So al karchof, the Brisa is not following the shita of the chachamim. The Brisa is following the shita of Moshe ben Gamliel, that even if the mistake is made by 1/6, the mecher is going to be Kayam. So Adraba, you see like from the Brisa to the opposite. You see like Rav Huna, that someone who sells B'simanov Meitzarav and he's Piches or Hosir exactly 1/6, so it has a din of Pachos Mishsos and the Mekach is going to be binding. So this Brisa is in fact the Kashan Rav Yehuda, who says that Mishsos is Kiyosim Mishsos and they have to return it. So the Gemara says, oh, so now we have to be Miyashiv the Brisa according to Rabbi Yehuda. So it must be that really the din of being off by 1/6 is the same as being off by more than 1/6. What did the Brisa compare the din to Shuma Yisomim, the din of Simanov Meitzarav, to the Shuma Dayanim, to the Shuma Yisomim? No, it's not saying it's an all-out comparison for every single din. It means Kishuma Dayanim, Velo Kishuma Dayanim, that in a certain sense, this halacha of Simanov Meitzarav that we're discussing in our Mishnah is similar to Shuma Dayanim, and in a certain sense, it's not similar to Shuma Dayanim. It has the same din of Shuma Dayanim with regard to making a mistake by 1/6, where we do not assume that it's a mechila. But velok Shuma Dayanim, but it's unlike Shuma Dayanim di ilu hasam, because by Shuma Dayanim that batal mekach, when you have such a mistake, the whole mekach is batal, the whole sale is void. Vilu hacha higiu. Whereas over here, when there's a mistake of the mocher and the lokeach, the mecher is not going to be batal. What do? You machzir the onaa. You return the extra money. You have to make a correction, but the mekach is not going to be batel. So it turns out that when the very word higio, as it appears in the brisa, means differently than as it appears in the mishnah. In the mishnah, higio means the mekach is kayam and kemoshahu, and you don't return anything. In the brisa, higio meant that you're going to have to compensate for the difference. So the Mishnah had said, Ach sus yinake, so you're going to have to compensate for the difference. The Brice is being mechadesh, that even though these two dinim are similar to each other, in that there's no mechila when it's off by a sixth, but there's still a chilik lahalacha, because since Beis Din made a mistake, they have to be machzir the mistake. But over here, when both of them want the mechira, you're not machzir the whole mekach. Everyone was interested in a mechira over here, so you're only machzir the ona'a, but the mekach is still going to be kayam. So that's how the Rashbam understands. So when the Gemara says kishum adayanim velo kishum adayanim, that's not an explanation according to Rav Huna. That's only an explanation according to Rav Yehuda. That's the way we understand. So in the end of the day, according to Rav Huna, kishum adayanim higiyo means like the shita of Moshe Gamliel, and whether it's by dayanim, whether it's by a mocher, the mekach is kayam when the mistake is 1/6. And according to Rav Yehuda, kishum adayanim means that the din of mocher is like the din of shum adayanim, in that there's no mechila by a mistake of 1/6. Higio means that nevertheless, by a mocher, the mekach is kayam, and in that sense, it's not like shum adayanim. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's bring a maisa where we're going to see that there are certain cases that even if it's off by more than 1/6, Higio. So Rav Papa Zavan Ara Mehu Gavar. Rav Papa purchased karka from a certain guy. So Amalei, the mocher karka, the mocher said that this karka that I'm selling you, these are the simanim, these are the gvulin. Havya esrin grive mashche. It's measures 40 sa'a. The grive is, it means, Rashbam says, means si'im. Means how many sa'a it is. But back on Daf Ayin Gimel, it said it means how many kur it is. But whatever it is, it's some sort of measurement. Right? So this land that I'm giving you, and he identifies the borders of the land, that these are the measurements. La vai ela chamesra. So he says it's going to be 20 of that measurement. Turned out it was only 15. Way off. So asal kamei da Abaye, so Rav Papa came to Abaye to figure out what the halacha is. Amalei savart v'kibalt, that since you knew that this was the size, you were mekabel that this size. So says in Mara, what do you mean? V'atnan pachus mishsos higiu ad shsos yinaka, that if it's off by less than a sixth, it's higio. But if it's off by more than a sixth, it's off by a quarter, it's off by a fifth. So then yinaka. So if you hear the mistake is much, much bigger, it's off by a quarter. So the mechira, so we should certainly have to make a correction. We should certainly have to make an adjustment in the price. So Abaye responds, no. That's only if the mocher is unfamiliar with the karka. But where the lokeach is unfamiliar with the karka. But in a case where the lokeach knows this karka and he knows that it's missing this this amount, he knows that it's much smaller. So savar v'kabel, he was mekabel as is, even if the chisaron is much more than 1/6, based on the description of the karka. So says Gemara, asked Rav Papa, va esrin amrli, but he said esrin grivi. So it's mistaver that he didn't know what the size of the karka was. So meaning obviously, if he said esrin, it means that he's going to give me much more. Meaning, especially if we knew what the size of the karka was, it means that that he's committing to either changing the price or to giving me much more land. So amrli da adifa ke esrin. No, when he says Esther, he's saying, look, I'm selling you this teeny tiny piece of land that we're both, you know, very familiar with. And we know exactly how small it is, but it's Ka'esrin. It's like it's 20 grivi because it's so great. This land is so fantastic. It's Ki'ilu. It's 20, even though it's really only like 15. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses about dividing Yerusha based on a Goral, which Lechora has no Sheichus to anything we've been discussing up until this point. So that's what the Rashbam points out. The reason the Gemara brings it over here is because we're going to discuss brothers that divide an estate, and then another brother shows up who is not part of that original chalukah, where according to Shmuel, the din is that everyone's going to have to give up a portion of the chelik that they got, but we don't do a brand new chalukah. So that's similar to the din in our Mishnah, that when there's a ta'us that's off by more than a sixth, the mekach is not going to be batel, you just have to make a correction. So since we're going to talk about a halacha where you similarly aren't mevatel the whole thing, you just have to make a correction, and that halacha has to do with Goral. So we mention this the halacha of Goral as well, a more general halacha of Goral, as a segue into that halacha about a division that was made, where a correction is going to have to be made to that division. So Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Ha'achin Shechalko. If you have brothers that were shutfim in the father's estate, and the father had died, and they divide the Yerusha based on a goral, that each one is going to take the chelik that he gets in the goral. So the halacha is kiven sha'ala goral le'echad mehen, since one of the brothers got his chelik in the goral, and we now know what his portion is. Kanukulam. So then everyone is kona, meaning the guy that already got his chelik in the goral is completely zochi, is completely kona, he cannot be chozer, and the gabe everybody else, if there's only one other brother, so we know exactly what his portion is right away. If there are another two brothers, so they, as soon as the first guy gets his chelik in the goral, the other two brothers are now the owners jointly of the other two-thirds of the estate, until they take their portion of the goral. But the point is that this is a binding kinyan. Kanukula means they're all kona legabi the fact that the rishon who got his goral is not able to be chozer on that goral and take any piece of the chelek that's magia to them. They obviously still have to go through their own goral in order to figure out what their portions are if there's more than one brother. But anyway, so the goral is binding. So says Gemara, my taima, what kinyan did the first brother make that he can't be chozer on the kinyan that it's binding? So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Lazar, kitchilas Eretz Yisrael, that it has the same din, like the beginning of the division of Eretz Yisrael. That when we came into Eretz Yisrael and we needed to divide up the land for the Shvatim, so they divided Al Yidei Goral. That's what the Chumash says. Ach bu Goral yichalekas ha'aretz l'shmos matos avasam yinchalum. So mat chila begoral afkan begoral. Just like the original chalukas ha'aretz was with a Goral, so over here also it's with a Goral. The Rishonim raised the question, how can you learn from chalukas Eretz Yisrael? Over there the Goral fell out for all of them, not only for one of them. So it could be that's why they're kona, because they're kona because it's a birur, not because of a kinyan of a goral. How do I know that a goral itself acts as a kinyan? So maybe you could suggest that we could be mechalik, that only when the karka, when their karka was theirs beforehand, and they're being mechazik in it together, like karka, that they're yorish from their father, or shotfin shachalku, and all you need is a birur. So mele, when the goral comes out and the birur is done, everyone is zoche in their chelek. But in Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, they weren't yet muchsak ba'aretz. So you have to say that they were kona with a kinyan goral. So we see from there that the goral itself is actually a kinyan. So over here also, the brother that receives his chelek in the goral is kona his chelek with a kinyan goral, and he cannot be mevatel it. Now, as far as the power of a goral, there's a tshuva in the Gaoni Kadmai that says ve'ein rishus la'adam Yisrael lavar al a goral, that a Jew is not allowed to violate a goral. She'ein a goral elam epi shamayim, that a goral comes purely min hashamayim. Shneimar al pi a goral techalek va'over al goral ka'over al aseres hadibros. So it's a tshuva in the Gaonim that someone who violates a goral, it's as if he's violating the aseres hadibros. A goral is something that we assume comes completely min hashamayim. There is a tshuva in the Chavas Ya'ir. What if there was a goral that was done, but it was done unfairly? The guy that there was supposed to be a division between five brothers, and then they look afterwards, and only four of the names were put in the pot, and the brother whose name was not put in the pot says goes along with the winner, and they say, you know what, we'll just divide your winnings, and don't worry about it, we don't have to redo it. He said, I was the one that lost, my name wasn't in the hat. But that's okay. You'll pay me off, and we'll be happy with Reuven winning, even though Shimon Levi and Yehuda lost. And that's fine. So the Chavos Ya'ir writes, no, Shimon Levi and Yehuda could demand a new goral. Their chances were increased by the fact that the fifth brother that his name wasn't in the hat. What are they complaining about? Only the fifth brother should complain. He's being mochel over here. So says Chavos Ya'ir, no, a goral is something that is binding min hashamayim, and since it's binding min hashamayim, so it has a certain siyata d'shmaya, but it only has that siyata d'shmaya when it's done fairly. If it's done unfairly, so the entire siyata d'shmaya goes away, and memela, the whole thing becomes a joke. So it has to, meaning if you were to view a goral as a joke to begin with, it's just a hechitimsa of being able to figure out what to do. So then in a chinam, you would say that they'd be able to make that deal between them, and Shimon Levi and Yehuda would lose. But no, we view a goral as really being guided min hashamayim. It's not just stam, you're flipping a coin because you can't figure out what to do. It's being guided min hashamayim, and it's only going to be guided min hashamayim when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it's done properly, when it's done as a real goral. So anyway, ask the Gemara, okay, so our source of a goral being binding at all is from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. By Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, it's Bekalpi, with the Goral, Ve'urim V'tumim. And it was also done with the Urim V'tumim. We're going to see later on, on Daf Kuf Chav Beis, that Elazar HaKohen stood there with the Urim V'tumim, and he had a Kalpi with 12 things with the names of the Shvatim on it, and another box with 12, the identity of 12 different portions of land in Eretz Yisrael, and he would ask the Urim Batumim, which chalek is going to go to this Shevet? And then he would take out the Goral, and it matched what the response that he got from the Urim Batumim. So Afkan, Kalpi Urim Batumim. So maybe you can say, when brothers divide an estate, sure, we'll rely on a Goral, but only if it's with a Kalpi Urim Batumim, only if it's done properly with Urim Batumim. The Ritva explains that since by Yerusha Sa'aretz, the Shechina was maskim to the Chalukah, so they were really Zochim. So how can you learn from there to every other Goral? So the Gemara's Shaila is not only from what happened by Chalukas Haaretz, the Gemara's Shaila is only from Chalukas Haaretz that it happened by Urim V'tumim. The Rimi Gash has a different explanation. He says the Shaila of the Gemara is that not only from the Urim V'tumim portion of it, from the Kalpi that was in Chalukas Haaretz, that you need a Kalpi Shel Kodesh like they had over there, that maybe you should need a special box and a special thing. So it wasn't just the Urim V'tumim. But at least everything else, all the other criteria of how they divided up the Goral in that time should still be binding. The Rizal Machlokas Rishonim Chalukas Haaretz, what does that mean exactly? Does that mean the dividing of the entirety of Eretz Yisrael among tribal holdings, that each Shevet got their portion Alidei Kalpi Vurim V'tumim and that's it? Or even within the Shevet, the Yechidim within the Shevet got their portion within the Shevet based on Kalpi V'Urim V'Tumim. The Ravid's Shita is that Dafka Chalukas Haaretz L'Shvatim was Begoral V'Urim V'Tumim, but Yechidim within each Shevet was only Begoral not within Urim V'Tumim, whereas the Ramban's Shita, the Ramban and Chumash and the Yad Rama over here say that each Yachid got their Chelek Al Yidei Goral V'Urim V'Tumim. So the Dvar of Ram points out that according to the Ravid, what's the Gemara's Kasha from Chalukas Haaretz? That, you see that a Goral only works when it's Bekalpi V'Urim V'Tumim. You don't see that. The Chalukas HaShvatim only worked Bekalpi V'Urim V'Tumim. According to the Ravid, the Chalukah of each individual did not require Goral and V'Tumim. So that's a strong Kasha that the Dvar Avram asks on the Shita Saravid. Anyway, so says Gemara, answers the Gemara. So again, the Gemara said, where do we find that a Goral works? So the Gemara said, you find it by Chalukas Haaretz. Frak the Gemara, but by Chalukas Haaretz it was Bekalpi V'Urim V'Tumim. So Ravashi says that, no, he's Kona with the Kenyan Goral. There's no Urim V'Tumim, but why not? The Kotzaisi La'adadi, Gamri, Makne La'adadi. Where's the Kenyan? Since they agreed not to remain Shutvim anymore, and they agreed to abide by the Goral, so they don't want to delay in that agreement. So they're certainly having a full Gemiras Das to be Makne Belev Shalem as soon as the Goral happens, to be Makne the portion that's given Belev Shalem. So Itmar, Shnei, if you have two brothers that divide an estate, and then a third brother shows up Medina Siam, Rav Amar Batla Machlokas. The division that they did until that point is Batel. They have to redivide. Shmuel Amar Mekamtsin. No, each of the brothers will take one third of his portion and they give it to the brother that came Medina Siam. So if there were six fields and each one took three fields, so each one takes one of the fields that they got and they give it to this brother. Similarly, Rav Nachman, the Rav, according to Rav, that says Batma Chlokas Alma Hadardina. It sounds like since the Chalukah was not done with the third party there, with the third brother there, the whole din is chozer and the Chalukah that they did is void Elameata. But if that's the case, Hani Beit Tlasa Dekaimi. If you have three Shutfim or three brothers that are in a city, Va'azl Beit Shemini Upalug, and two of the Shutfim go, two of the three go, and they divide Al Yedei Goral in a Beis Din into three equal portions without the knowledge of the third third guy, hachanami debatel machlokas. So you're going to say in that case also that when the third guy comes and he wants to be mevatel the chalukah, that he can be mevatel it. That's certainly not the case because they divided it in Beis Din, so the chalukah should be binding, even by shnei shutvim, one of them is able to be mechalek b'li yedias chavero if they were dividing it in Beis Din. So it says, no, hachiyashli, you cannot compare the cases. Hasam, when two people divide without the knowledge of the third guy, nechusi adai to the Beis Hasam Eikara, they were dividing it into three portions because they knew that there was a third guy. But hachalon nechusi adai to the Beis Hasam Eikara, over here there was no knowledge that there even was a third guy. So I'm like, papa labai, l'shmuel, damar mekamtin, according to Shmuel, that they have to just readjust their division. L'meimra, to come dina, you mean to say that the din is gonna be binding the way it is? V'rav l'shmuel, damar tarvayu, v'akor b'shol shman nimochalach. They both say that if you say kor b'shol shman nimochalach, yachalach sabo afilu b'sa achrona. You could be chozer up until the last sa'a. Kor b'shol shman sa'a b'sala nimochalach, rishon rishon kana. If you say kor b'shol shman sa'a b'sala, then you're kona one at a time. So if Shmuel really holds kam dina, so why do we say in the first case that they could be chozer from the mechira, since he got the kor based on what they originally agreed, and he was only moshech 29 sa'a? It turns out that he was moshech what he deserved, but it's just not in the proper shear. So just like by Chalukas Ha'achim, Shmuel said, you're zochen, you're chelek. Over here also, they should be zochen, they're chelek. So answer the Gemara, Hasam Avd Rabban Milsa, Denichale Lemocher, Venichale Lokeach. Over there, by Kor B'Shlosh, and the Cham Meritakana, that's going to work for both the Mocher and the Lokeach, because sometimes the price will change, and that's going to be what's best for both parties. Okay, we'll pick up from the top tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.